You're listening to 100.9 The Heat, gospel for the glory of Jesus, the High Desert's number one music station with Mel Slade.
It is now time for a word from the Lord from Superintendent Michael X. Richardson, pastor of Grace Place Church of God in Christ.
If you have your Bibles, let's go. If you have your Bibles, go to Psalms 111, but keep it open. You'll do a little flipping. Thank you. Get your word.
Amen.
You can keep your seats on today, but I do invite you that when the urge, the understanding of what God is doing in your life absolutely confronts you face to face today, I encourage you to just absolutely praise God right where you are.
Amen.
The altar's open the entire service. Psalms 111 and 1. Everybody got it?
Amen.
Look what it says. So somebody say, wait. All right. Let me know when you got it. Psalms 111 and 1. Got it? Say amen.
Amen.
All right. Look what it says. Happy for the Lord. What does it say?
Praise the Lord.
I will give thanks to the Lord with my
whole heart
in the company of the what? And in the what? All right. Now, take your Bible and flip over to Psalms 146. Verse 1. Just want to show you all something. Maybe you knew it, maybe you didn't. 146 and 1 says what?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, oh my
soul.
Now go down to the 10th verse. At the very end of the 10th verse, what does it say?
Praise the Lord.
Go to 147. What does 147 and 1 say?
Praise the Lord.
Go down to 147. I think it's verse 20. What does it say at the end?
Praise the Lord.
You got to keep up with me. I'm moving kind of fast. Go to 148.
Praise the Lord
from the heavens. Amen.
Amen.
I think you go down to, let me see, what's at the end of 148? Go to 14, and what does it say?
Praise the Lord.
Go to 149, what does it say?
Praise the Lord.
Go down to the end of 149, what does it say?
Praise the Lord.
Go to Psalms 150, what does it say?
Praise the Lord.
Go down to the end of 150, what does it say?
Praise the Lord.
If you don't think you're supposed to praise God,
Jesus,
you are sorely mistaken.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
You got to be willing to praise God in every situation, every circumstance, everything that's going on in your life requires, demands, you must give praise to God.
Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus.
Y'all stay with me now. I'm going to get there. We're going to get there together. So when you praise, the thing that interests me about praise is that praise causes you to forget the effects of what you're going through.
Amen.
It causes you to remember how good God is when you praise Him.
Amen.
And there are some of us who don't want to praise God like that, because if I praise God based on really what I could get out of it, I might forget where I am and might look like I've lost my mind. There are some people that need to lose their mind for the Lord.
Amen.
There are some people that need to praise God so hard and just so fervently that you forget who's around you. Amen. If you keep praise God and you continue to think about who's around you, you're not really praising Him. But at some point, you got to do like the young man who was on his organ a couple Sundays ago. That the Spirit of the Lord rested on him so hard that he jumped up off the organ, amen, and began to praise God and didn't care what anybody thought or said. You got to be willing to go in with God to the point you forget who's around you, amen. See, because when you pray, praise God like that, what you're actually doing is you're serving notice to whomever might be looking that I've been through some high water, but I still have a praise down on the inside. And if you can't get up out of your seat, you should be able to say hallelujah anyhow. You should be able to wave your hand and let everybody know that I serve a God that no matter what situation I'm in, no matter what circumstance is yet up against me, I might be getting pushed from pillar to post. I might be going through some situations, but one thing I got that can't nobody take from me is because he didn't already brought me through some things. I have a praise. And when I praise him, of you, and you're not worried about the outside of you, God takes attention to that. He said, this person has been through some mess. They've been through all types of hell and high water. They've encountered some things. Folk have tried to kick them out of some things. They didn't deserve some things. They didn't went through divorce. They didn't went through abuse. They didn't went through molestation. And they still got a nerve to give me some praise. Devil, you have got to. You have got to be outside your brain to think that I'm going to turn my back on somebody who has enough nerve to give me some praise in the middle of what they're going through. Praise, if you're praising hard enough, praise is your defense mechanism. Y'all ought to talk back to me. Every time I go through something, I just give God some. Talking about just hallelujah and you just sitting on your thumb. I'm talking about a praise that's down from the inside, that if you didn't say hallelujah, you just might have lost your mind this morning. There were some things that you should have went crazy on. You should have been in an orange jumpsuit. You should have been hanging out in the courthouse. But if it had not been for the Lord and you being able to praise him. I need you to do it again, but since I can't foresee the future and I'm not a fortune teller, I can only go off of what you already did for me. So I'll praise you because I know that you're able, I know that you can, I know that you will, I know that you're going to bring it through. So I'll praise you. I'll put a praise on my lips, even on my spirit at times don't even look like, because the Bible says let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. So I'll praise you even when my faith is weary, even when I don't feel like going on. I'll praise you because I know that you're able. Is there anybody that got a reason to praise him? Is there anybody got a reason to give God some glory? Now, Bobby, get to break this down a little bit. 146:2 says, I will praise the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. In other words, while I'm in my right mind. You ought to give him some praise. You should have went crazy. You should have lost control. But while I have my being, you should open up your mouth and give God some glory. Look, the Bible doesn't tell you when. It don't tell you how. It don't tell you what to say. It just says give him some praise. Wait to give God some praise. There, some of you are waiting on circumstances to improve.
Jesus!
You're waiting for things to get better. You're waiting for things to gloss over. You're waiting for your friendship to, with whoever to get back. You're waiting for things to come back into play. You're waiting for somebody to pat you on the back. You're waiting for somebody to praise you for what you think you've done. But a real praise.
Hallelujah! Glory!
A real praiser could be broke double negative. A real praiser could have a foreclosure notice on the door. A real praiser might have three wheels on a four-wheel car. A real praiser will be able to give God praise no matter what the situation is. And during this season, when the devil is trying to kill you and take things from you, he's trying to run you down, he's trying to provide death over the scene, he's trying to cause you to hang your hat on some negative things, he's trying to make you think that God is not real, that's when you gotta praise him the most. That's when you say, devil, you a lie. I'm giving some praise right now. I dare you to get in my way again. The harder I go through, the harder I praise him. Then if you travel over to 147, it says this in the third verse. He says, he heals the brokenhearted.
Yes, he will.
And binds up their wounds. Yes. Is there anybody that got a broken heart? Ever had a broken heart? Yes. Ever been through some heartache? Yes. Praise will heal you. Yes. I dare you to praise God. Yes. It will heal you on the inside. Because you begin to forget about that mess that you was going through and begin to concentrate on the God of your salvation. When you praise God in the middle of your hurt and your pain, y'all ought to talk back to me. Of people doing you wrong, of taking advantage of you, you should have lost your mind. You should have gave up. But when you praise him, then it says in verse 7 of 147, it says, sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Yes. Anybody got anything to be thankful for? Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I'm sorry, any thankful folk in the building? Do you have a reason to be thankful unto him?
Yes, Lord.
Look at somebody say, you don't know what I've been through. You don't know what I've come through. I know I'm not showing it right now, but the praise that's down on the inside, you might need to move out my way a little bit, because it's getting to the climax of this thing, that if I keep thinking about him blessing me.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
And then you got Psalm 148. In the 14th verse, it says, he has raised up a horn for his people. Praise for all his saints.
Yes.
For the people of Israel who are near. If you're near to God, you have no business not praising.
Right. Right. My Lord.
How many folks say they got a close relationship?
Yes.
Yes. Y'all a little shaky.
Yes.
Come on, lock it low. You got a close relationship. The closer your relationship, the more you praise him. It says that those that are near to him, that means through everything they've been through, you still close to God. You don't allow situations and circumstances to cause distance to occupy between you and God. In fact, it's just the opposite. The more you go through, the closer you get. Trouble, closer. Mess, closer. Going through, closer. Trouble, closer. Felt like giving up, closer. My mind is tripping, closer. I'm going to give it to God, closer. You should get so close to God that all you got to do is look straight up and say, Lord, I need a blessing and I'll praise you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Then it says in Psalms 149. See, some of y'all didn't know this many Psalms had praise. It begins and it ends with praise. What are you saying? Not even theologically. But just on a humanistic level.
Well,
your life should begin and end with praise.
Yes. Yes. Amen. That's right.
See, let me go back to Psalms 148 for a minute. Y'all sit down. Let's go back.
Have your way.
The reason I love Psalms 148, because right in the middle of the people giving God praise, the writer writes something very peculiar. He says, praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you shining stars. Praise him, you highest heavens and waters. In other words, if you're not going to praise him,
Jesus,
I got some things that I've already created that will show forth my glory. If you don't want to give me some praise, I got some things right in the middle that when I cause the wind to blow, when the trees dance in the wind, they give him praise. Y'all understand? I got some things that I've created just by their very existence. Let the world know that I am. Because how can you get a redwood tree from a seed that you can that barely can fit in your hand? How can you have such oceans that are so deep and so wide and hold so much life? And if you don't want to praise me, I'll cause those things. I'll cause the rocks to cry out. Trying to figure out how we gonna be a church that don't want to give him no praise. Now understand what I'm saying. Yeah, we like to praise him in church, but I'm talking about praise him outside. I'm talking about being somebody that can praise him when you're sitting on your couch and you see someone on TV that reminded you of what you went through. I'm talking about praising him on a job when you got some bad news. And you got something that you got to do that you had plans for this weekend. Right. And he said, you got to do this job right here, but you can still praise him because you're praising him for the job that you have. You don't know what it's like not to have a job. You don't remember when you couldn't buy no groceries. You don't remember when you didn't have no car. You got car troubles, but thank God you got a car. You got dirty clothes on the floor, but thank God you got dirty clothes. You got clothes to get dressed in. Y'all ain't saying nothing back to me. Stuff. We got my house is falling down. Well, thank God you got a roof over your head. You ought to be giving God some glory.
Thank you.
Thank you.
He's worthy.
149 is very interesting because now it transfers. It goes from talking about the elements to where now it kind of recycles back into the individual. It says here in 149 in verse 1, it says, praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song. His praise in the assembly of the godly. Sing to the Lord a new song. In other words, you ought to have something every day that you able to give God.
Yes, sir. Praise. Amen.
Every day should be a new song.
Yeah.
Y'all ain't saying nothing back to me. Every day should be a new song. It might have the same melody, but it should be a new song. Because it's a day that you haven't seen. You know what I'm saying? And it's a day that you'll never see again. If it had not been for God coming in and working some things out, you thought it was going to work out one way. He came and threw another way. You thought it was going to work out in a certain situation. He came through and let you go through something. Have you ever asked God why I got to go through this? And he said, hang on, baby. I've got something bigger for you. If you can just hang on to my unchanging hand. When you get through going through, I know you applied, but they ain't sending nothing back to you in 3 months. You done tried to get this, but it ain't coming through. Folks is talking about getting new jobs, new houses, new cars, and you ain't got nothing to show for it. He said, hang on, baby. I got something that's coming your way. All you got to do is hang in there, and I'm going to give you just what you asked for, because you a praiser down on the inside. Even when you don't got it, y'all ain't saying nothing back to me. Yeah, in other words, you an unconditional praiser. You're right. The conditions are not in your favor, but you still give me praise. I like you. I love you. In fact, I'm getting ready to bless you, because when you didn't have it, you still praised me. When you were just stuck, when you were just stagnant, you still gave me some praise. And I like you. Yeah, I'm going to take care of you, because you praised me when you didn't have nothing. But now I'm getting ready to open window and pouring you out a blessing that you ain't got room enough to receive. You thought you was praising me now. You just might turn a backflip and a round off and a perfect dismount because God is...